Hi there, I'm John Lemley with you for City Cafe. The American chestnut tree was once one of the most common trees in North America, growing from Mississippi up through the Appalachians into New England and further still. Beginning around 1904, though, blight began to spread and the chestnut was decimated. The tree has all but disappeared from Georgia. But the South Fork Conservancy is trying to help bring the American chestnut back to Metro Atlanta, and they're getting the help of school children to do it. WABE's Mike Johns and Aaron Wright looked into the larger picture behind this small project.
All right, so Aaron.
Hey.
I want to introduce you to this young man that I met. Thomas Rudolph is his name. He's a student at Morningside Elementary, and I met him in July. He was taking part in this project put on by the South Fork Conservancy to grow chestnut trees.
Putting dirt in the pot, so when I put the...
And this all happened at the Ace Hardware on Scott Boulevard.
Plant and it'll have enough dirt to stay up or just stay sturdy.
So Thomas was there with the help of the folks from the South Fork Conservancy, taking these small chestnut saplings from their pots, transferring them into taller pots so that the roots have room to grow.
But this project goes back further than this summer.
Yeah, it does. It started with students from Morningside, like Thomas.
And students at Garden Hill Elementary planting chestnuts in their classrooms in January.
And then we just watered it with a cup of water, about 3/4 of a cup of water every Monday.
Chestnuts, as it turns out, the American chestnut anyway, that tree is in trouble. I talked to Roch De La Quanti. He was interning for the conservancy.
So we're doing the American chestnut, right? So the Chinese, I believe it was Chinese chestnut, yes, came in. And so what happened with that is that it brought this disease that wasn't normally here and our trees had no resistance to. It's sort of like when you get a cold, you don't have a resistance to it and it really sucks.
That disease is known as chestnut blight. It's a fungus that the Chinese chestnut, which is an imported and invasive species, is immune to. And it's still an ongoing problem.
According to the American Chestnut Foundation,
which is a thing that we have,
it is a thing. The tree is threatened with extinction from blight because very few trees are producing nuts and very few of the small sprouts will live long enough to flower. And when trees do flower, they tend to die very quickly.
This particular species is a famous, beloved one.
This is Sally Sears. She's the executive director of the South Fork Conservancy.
They are restoring it. They are hybridizing it. And we are trying to help return it to the environment where it used to thrive.
What's the virtue of returning a native species, something that went away, to its native home?
Because a lot of us remember it, or our grandparents remember it. This was a beautiful tree. Its wood is in all of our homes. It made furniture. It fed squirrels. It fed the Native Americans. It certainly fed our ancestors. Returning something beloved that was lost is an important thing.
So they started with chestnuts in January.
They had saplings in July.
And in November, those trees were ready to plant on the Confluence Trail along the headwaters of Peachtree Creek.
Where is that exactly?
Not where I expected it to be. So the Confluence Trail is right next to 85 at the end of a residential street off of Lindbergh. And that's where you get out and walk, which is what I did. I put on my hiking boots and my baseball cap and a sweater in November, and I followed the South Fork Conservancy down to the creek to see the students take these trees that they'd been growing and actually plant them in the ground. So the path follows Peachtree Creek upstream and actually goes underneath the Buford Spring Connector and the Northeast Expressway.
So you have like 15 lanes of traffic just roaring over your head, and then this creek.
It's a big creek.
That you may not have ever actually seen zooming by in your car. And this is a body of water which people actually used to drink from. They built mills on it, they fished in it, back before Atlanta was Atlanta, before it was a city. And now it's just been covered up.
Volunteers with the South Fork Conservancy, a local Boy Scout troop, and Thomas and his classmates gathered here in November to plant their chestnut trees.
They're planting chestnut trees under a highway?
Next to a highway.
Okay.
It's really, it kind of feels accomplishing that, like, you're planting this and you're helping restore the chestnut trees. Once I see this one tree grow and throughout the years. It's going to be pretty cool.
Okay, so that's pretty cool. You know, the chestnut trees are in the ground, and students have learned something about ecology, I guess, and the creek has some pretty trees around it, and so that's it.
But wait, there's more. The chestnut trees are only a small part of a larger mission to clean up Peachtree Creek. The volunteers and Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts who I mentioned earlier were there clearing land, pulling up kudzu, weeds, cleaning up trash trees, cleaning up actual trash, making mulch, cleaning up a bioswale.
Hold on, a what?
A bioswale. It's a landscape element designed to remove silt and pollution from runoff water.
So it's a ditch, a drainage ditch.
Yeah.
And that's meant to trap, like, everything that's washing off of 85?
Yeah. One of the scouts described the bioswale at the creek as a crater with a drainage pipe in the back.
We found everything. Shotgun shells, tons of, obscure sodas. We found cigarettes, hundreds of them. Everything you could possibly imagine.
So if not for this
bioswale.
Bioswale. All of that stuff, the shotgun shells and the obscure cans of soda would wind up just in the creek.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So I'm standing there and I'm looking at all of this and I realized that this may be a lot more than planting trees.
Yes. This is reminding not just why it's a bad idea to litter.
And I talked to Sally Sears.
But what the effects of stormwater has when it comes rushing off a highway, and how if it goes straight into a creek with no plants or roots to hold it, it's bad for the creek. So cleaning up the bioswale and planting trees above it is part of the broader plan of showing how to help fix a creek.
And fixing Peachtree Creek has long-reaching effects. The creek flows to Medlock Park, it flows to Clyde Shepherd Nature Preserve, it flows to Olmsted Linear Park on Ponce.
It flows a lot of places in Atlanta you wouldn't expect.
It really does. So what Sally was saying earlier about the chestnut trees, that returning something beloved that was lost is an important thing, that applies to the creek too.
For WABE,
I'm Aaron Wright.
And I'm Mike Johns.